Welcome to the LDS Missionary Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Evans. This podcast is dedicated to moms who have a missionary out serving or getting ready to serve. Think of this podcast as mission prep for moms. No one talks about moms having a lived experience of their missionary's mission, so this is just the place. You get to grow and expand in ways that you haven't considered. Thanks for listening, and without further ado, I'll let you into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am excited to talk to you about a subject that has really been helpful for me in processing through just things that come up in life. So I want to talk about journaling, and it's a tool that I use to help me see what's happening inside my brain. And sometimes it can feel like a lot of things going, like my brain is like skipping all over the place, kind of like a ping pong ball. And when I dump all of that out onto paper, then I can start to sort it into what is a fact, what feels true, but is just a thought, and what isn't true. So I wanted to share, if you feel called to journaling, to try out writing down what's happening and then processing through it. So I've learned a few techniques that I'll go over and that I find helpful that maybe they will help you as well. So journaling is a really powerful tool that you can be used for, you know, self-discovery, reflection, and personal growth. It can help you gain insight into your thoughts and feelings, identify patterns in your behavior, set and achieve goals, manage stress and anxiety, improve your creativity and problem-solving skills. So the way it works is it's a practice of writing down your thoughts, your feelings, the experiences in a journal. It can also be a place to write down emotions, how they feel in your body, and using very descriptive words to identify them. And it can be done in a variety of different ways. You can do free writing without worrying about grammar, spelling, judgment, anything like that. You can also do stream of consciousness writing, which is writing whatever comes up in your mind without editing. And then guided journaling using prompts or questions to kind of guide your or prompt your writing and see subconsciously kind of what comes up. And then last, there's narrative writing, which is just writing stories or narratives about your life. No matter what you choose or what you want to try, and you can try any of them or all of them, it can be a really powerful tool for self-discovery. Some of the benefits of journaling is you can increase your self-awareness. It can help you become a lot more aware of your thoughts, feelings, behaviors. It helps you better understand yourself and your motivation and what's happening kind of behind the scenes, because we have a whole bunch of subconscious things going on, and you can bring some of those up in journaling. It can be a great way to relieve stress and anxiety. Writing out your problems can help you get a very unique and distinct perspective, and it helps you process and find solutions. It can improve your mood. It can help you express yourself and reflect on positive experiences. And sometimes we can't verbalize exactly what's going on, and so being able to write it down helps you be able to express it. It also can help you enhance your creativity by allowing you to explore thoughts and ideas in a really free, open way where, you know, it's free of other people's eyes looking at it. Problem solving by allowing you to brainstorm ideas and explore different solutions. Goal setting helps you achieve and kind of track your progress and identify obstacles that may come up. It can help you increase gratitude by allowing you to reflect on the positive things in your life, improve communication by allowing you to practice expressing yourself clearly and concisely so that you're not kind of all over the place. That's how I can be at times, and it's hard for me to be able to hone in on exactly what's going on. But if I can write it down, then it can be very helpful. Strengthen your relationship by allowing you to communicate more effectively with others. And as I mentioned before, bring up subconscious thoughts or beliefs that you may not be aware of. And this can be really powerful for personal growth. I want to go into some of my favorite things. This is just like what I've kind of evolved into, but I've experimented a lot. And so journaling allows you to experiment and see what works for you. So I like to write down my thoughts that seem to get really jumbled up in my mind and get them out on paper. And then once I can see them, I can see which ones aren't serving me and which ones are. And maybe there's something on there that I want to discard. So an example, recently, my youngest son is getting ready to graduate. And at the time of this recording, he just submitted his mission papers. And I'm feeling very anxious and excited at the same time. So I wrote down all the feelings that were coming up in my heart about him leaving. And he's my youngest, so I don't have any others left. And I just didn't filter anything. And it was all the thoughts that I could see and all the emotions. And then I did an exercise that I learned from one of my coaches called writing to myself from my highest self. I tried to visualize the most loving, empathetic version of me, and I write from there. And it's like things that I need to hear. So it depends on what's happening, but it helps me frame what I want to write about. So lately, I've tried giving myself the most grace that I can muster without any judgment about things that I may be doing wrong. And then I can see the emotions and I can love them and what they're trying to teach me. And after that, I go through, and if anything seems like it's not really aligned from my initial kind of brain dump, I ask myself, what is really the truth and what is the lie? So for example, if I'm in a disagreement with my husband and I write down some things about the disagreement or what's come up, and one of the things that maybe I wrote down is, he doesn't love me. Now, I know that that's not actually true. So I know that that's a lie that my brain came up with that doesn't serve me. So what I do is I just cross it out. And I don't mark it out with a marker or anything because I want to be able to see it later. But it's telling my brain that we're going to edit that because that is not true. After I go through, if there's anything else that seems like it's not aligned, then I mark those things out as well. One of the last things that I do is I write down some of the things I want to include in my prayers. And for some reason, the act of writing them down helps them have more meaning and kind of solidifies them for me. So I'm not just kind of talking at, you know, my Heavenly Father, that I have some substance behind it. So, and I can actually go back and see what I've been praying about. And it helps me really remember who and what I want to include so I don't accidentally leave something out. So right now, my husband's cousin is climbing Mount Everest. And so he's somebody that I want to include in my prayers every single day. And so I've written him down, but he's not somebody I think about all the time. And so if I hadn't written it down, then I would probably forget about it and leave him out. I actually learned that when I watched the movie The Help. And the one lady in there, she writes down, you know, her prayers, and she writes down who she's praying for. And people from the neighborhood know that her prayers are answered. And so they want to be included in her prayer journal. So it was just like something that was mentioned on a movie. And so I thought, well, I think that might be helpful for me because I have a tendency to forget. But it's also powerful to help you develop and hone your thoughts so that when you're praying that you can be more focused. And it helps me keep my mind from wandering as much. Okay, the last thing I include in my daily journaling is gratitudes. I like to write down what I'm grateful for. And it can be anything, including seemingly very small things. Like I'm very grateful for hot water to shower with. I'm grateful for the people with different perspectives that help me grow. I'm grateful for an extra blanket for the winter. I'm grateful for my thick thighs that carry me through hiking, skiing, riding horses. I'm grateful for the different personalities of my kids. So anyway, do you get the idea? It can just be anything. And some things repeat themselves, and that's totally okay. It doesn't matter. It's just a time to be creative and a time to feel into gratitude. But I try to just open up my heart and really feel gratitude, not just I'm writing things down like as a checklist, like true deep gratitude. Like, what does that feel like in my body? And can I generate that from writing that thing, those things down in the morning? So I've used a variety of type of journals, from hardcover journals that I've got from Deseret Book to Amazon journal options that I find that I think are really pretty. Right now, currently, my favorite at the moment is just a composition book that you can, you know, buy at Walmart. My boys, I used those in high school and I had a couple laying around. So I switched over to those. The other thing is I used to throw them away, but I stopped throwing them away because I decided the reason I was throwing them away is that they leave me very vulnerable and kind of exposed. But I decided that I just have a stack and I just keep adding to them. And I don't really worry about whether somebody will read them later. So honestly, it's just whatever you're comfortable with and whatever level that you want to keep. I know somebody who keeps, they call their angry journal or their black journal that they write all of their dark, dark thoughts in. And at the end of every year, they throw it away. And it's an act of discarding those. It's just whatever works for you. And I have been experimenting with journaling on and off for the past probably 7 to 8 years. And it started when I read The Artist Way. So just allow yourself to come at it with curiosity and how you can find something that works for you. And I've played with different formats. The format I shared right now is what I'm using. But I'm sure that that will continue to change as I go and evolve as different things happen in my life. And so there's no right or wrong way to journal. I find that this is a really powerful tool while my kids are serving missions. And I actually have a missionary mom journal that is listed in my show notes that includes some prompts and some details that you can fill in about their transfers, like who their companions are. And I use it as a gift to give my missionaries when they come home. And when I created it, I sent it to my niece who had just returned from a mission. And she said, oh my gosh, I would have loved to have known my parents' thoughts about my mission. And so I thought it would be helpful for, you know, other moms that are interested in journaling, and especially journaling about their kids' mission, can be really a nice gift. And I don't filter in there either. So if my missionary is struggling, I write about those struggles because I know at some point in his life he'll look back on it and he'll love to read my perspective of the struggles that he was having. And I don't try and solve. I just try and write down what he shared. If you're not already journaling, maybe use this as an encouragement to give it a try. You may be surprised at how much it helps you during your kids' mission and the ongoing chapters in your life. All right, you guys, that's what I have for you today. If you're interested in the Missionary Mom Journal that I created, it is in the show notes. You can click on it. It'll take you right to Amazon, and it's there for anybody that's interested. I also used it as a gift to the other moms that I know are sending kids out. I've given a lot of them away because, you know, as mothers, we have our own experience of our kids' mission. All right, you guys, have such a great week, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.